Unit 6, page 60, exercise 2.
Back to school. A journalist returns to high school for a day. 7:45 a.m. The morning starts a lot earlier than my day as a journalist. I drag myself to brush high school, chugging my coffee, and actually feeling a little bit nervous about the day ahead. It has been 20 years since I last stepped into a high school. I wait for my guide for the day, Osvaldo Garcilaso. We greet each other and walk to our first class, advanced chemistry. I expect an hour of things I won't understand and a class full of kids much smarter than myself. I'm absolutely accurate in my predictions. The board is covered with formulas, and the teacher calls out questions that are swiftly answered by the students. I ask students to write one sentence describing their high school experience. I expect to see things like best days of my life. A few sentences speak of the fun of sports and meeting great friends. Many, however, speak of stress, pressure, and exhaustion. Their words really make me ponder. Maybe high school students don't have it as easy as I thought. 8:45 a.m. Spanish class seems to bring with it students who are experiencing a range of emotions. Some enter laughing and chatting with friends. One girl is really upset about something. Another girl is falling asleep. She'd worked late the night before. 9:30 a.m. Osvaldo is a student teacher in algebra class. He helps his peers, who seem to really respect him. He writes problems on the board and works them out patiently with the students. 10:30 a.m. I am about to start eating pencil shavings. I didn't have time to eat breakfast, and I figured we would have time between classes to grab a snack or socialize. This is not the case at all. Off to calculus class we go. 11:30 a.m. I practically run to my truck because it is finally lunchtime. I'm famished, exhausted, and honestly consider playing hooky the rest of the day. This is not how I remember high school. 12:15 p.m. History time. I'm excited about this, as I'm good at history. But the class does not do any history today. Instead, it's ACT and SAT test preparation. The class has an air of tension as the kids consider the effects these tests will have on their futures. I whisper to the kid next to me, "It will be okay, I promise." He smiles, not looking convinced. Classes for the rest of the day are changed due to an anti-bullying assembly. The presenter discusses what kids are scared of and worried about. Students are impressed with the presenter, and many thank him. 2:30 p.m. I leave the school with a new understanding of teenagers. I would sum up my day as eye-opening. The students are good kids, with more stress than I had realized. They are a lot like I was as a teen, but they also seem to be much wiser, less carefree, and far busier. I have a new respect for the kids and the pressures they face.